This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Purity Coffee, organic certified, high in antioxidants, and free of contaminants. Save 20% off with code MMA20. Paleo on the go. Find delicious meals that fit your specific diet. Save $20 off your first 3 orders with code MMA25. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMANUTS.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 713.
713!
My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt, we're with MMA Show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's snapping in my age?
Oh, you know, the huge. Yeah. Chilling, been chilling.
Just like me, I'm chilling, you know. We got a very low-key neighborhood over here.
Uh-huh, so I've heard.
It's not like I fucking go outside today, and it's not like I have a crazy lady living across the street from me, and I have 13 squad cars pull up with multiple police with fucking guns drawn at my neighbor's house asking her to come outside with her fucking hands up. You know, it's all like a normal day.
No big deal. Fucking normal Monday.
Normal Monday.
In the hood.
So, tragedy averted. I thought I was going to see suicide by cop.
Ugh.
Fortunately, our police department, they don't have itchy trigger fingers. They're very, very nice, because I felt like the person was, and the, let's just say it, the woman was not responding correctly to the commands, and I could have seen justification for her getting wasted. So, like I was saying, of course, I record everything. Because, you know, if some shit's going to go down, I might as well have it on fucking video.
He has first-hand video.
Seriously.
He has his own 4chan
Twitter account. It's got to be worth like $10. Does somebody need video footage of something?
Yeah. $10.
Yes.
Maybe 11.
Yeah. Oh, I would want to thank our police department.
I think if there was a murder, it'd be worth way more. But yeah, that would just be, I don't know.
That's just normal. I mean, I'm not even going to share it. Just to my friends, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, these things happen in MMA.
They do. There was also an event that happened in MMA.
There was.
Yeah.
It was, you know, you had UFC 316. They had a weird rule set, and I want to ask you this question, because they didn't adopt the 12-6 elbow. And fighters with one or two hands on the mat were still considered grounded opponents. So why do we have some states that are not adopting what the rules of MMA are? And I'll give it just an example, because you think, what if like the NFL, like the Chicago Bears were here and we had a different rule set where it just said, you know what, you know, since we're in Illinois, you can't kick field goals here. Like, how the fuck, like, how is this even a thing? Like, how can you have some rules in one state and different rules in another state, but it's the fucking sport? Like, I don't get this.
That might actually be really cool if you think about it for the NFL. Like, weird rules.
State,
okay, like, okay, you have to go for it on fourth down.
Yes. There's like, every time there, you can't, there's
San
no
Francisco,
punting.
You gotta go for it on fourth down. There's no special teams.
Yeah, there's no extra. You got to go for two every time. Like, after you score a touchdown, you go for two.
Yes.
The stupid shit. That's fine.
That'd be funny.
There's no roughing the passer in fucking Texas. How's that?
No. Jesus.
I like this. Let's wrap it up a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of dumb, but it just kind of, I think it speaks to how non-unified it is across the U.S. still. There's no like U.S. sanctioning body, right? They're all not all agreeing to all of the same thing, like NFL or NBA, or, you know, NBA even does it across, you know, countries, like, you know, hockey.
Yeah. Team. Yeah. Well, even like, what was it? New York just recently approved MMA.
Yeah.
In the last, what, 5-10 years. So odd. Like, how can you? The sport's just too deadly. We can't have it. Like, okay, weird. But anyway, so let's talk about the main event. Rob Dwalishvili versus Sean O'Malley. Two. What happened here?
Yeah, I don't know. The thing that I was hoping O'Malley was going to do, he didn't do any of it. He just hung around on the outside and he just felt uncomfortable the whole time. I think couldn't get anything going, was getting taken down at will. I think he had 38 total strikes in the fight. So that's three rounds. That's like 12 thrown strikes per round. So I mean, he's not doing anything. Zero takedowns. It just Yeah, Dashvili just manhandled him. Once he started taking him down, a cardio machine. Holy shit.
Yeah, that's why I'm afraid. Like, if I had to fight that guy, like, fuck. 'Cause he can just put the pace on you, and what are you gonna do? He just can drown you. And it wasn't like he was trying to strike more this time. And I hate O'Malley's game plan. It was just go backwards and circle the whole fight. I'm like, are you fuck? You have to hold the middle of the cage. You don't want to. He let himself get pushed up against the back of the cage, like
He
the whole
did.
fucking fight, and then he get take down and got mauled. So, and also, you're fucking like 3 feet taller than him. Jab his face off. Like, what are we doing here? So, and then also, I question. This was my pre-fight question of, like, how's this gonna work out for this guy? Because he went clean and sober, said he didn't even whack off for all of 2025. And how'd that
How's
work out?
it didn't work out. I mean, it made him timid.
Yeah, so I think some of these guys thrive in the chaos, and I feel like he's one of those guys. And like, I would have felt, and maybe he'll go back to that. And I don't know, maybe that's him growing up because I think he's got kids, but I think you gotta live, you gotta thrive in the chaos. You gotta engulf that fucking chaos and then bring that to the octagon.
I agree.
Because
It didn't.
now I have to question, like, was he ever good?
I think he was. I think he just, yeah.
But
We'll see.
I mean, you're running into this guy. He's a motherfucker. Like, a lot of
Yeah,
guys are
he's.
gonna lose to Marab.
Yeah. I just think he's not himself right now. So let's see if he can recover. I think you gotta, someone said it before, maybe on the Ultimate Fighter. Like some you gotta dance with the date you brought, You can't be like, he's just that's it. Sometimes you gotta do that. Maybe he's crazy and wild and just sticks with that. Forget all this clean shit and whatever.
Yeah, fuck that.
Not working.
I want my
Like
name.
Aerosmith, man, when they stop doing drugs, they suck.
Yeah, that's like Kiss not wearing the face paint.
Right.
It's a different band. You gotta
Let's.
fucking go old school, man. Smoke weed and play video games and whack off. And he wasn't doing any of that shit. And what did we get? A stale performance. And we don't have any excuses, like the sphere lighting was too bright and I couldn't fucking find my distance. I mean, he had a couple of, he landed some strikes, but Marab was just ferocious and vicious, and he was landing crisp shots. And he's so little, he shouldn't be able to land those.
Yeah.
And then the fucking clinch and knees and fuck. And then he had a massive slam in the third round, just top control, mauling, and fucking tapped him out.
You
Like,
sure did.
ugh, it's brutal. So I don't know where each of these guys goes, but back to the drawing board for O'Malley.
Yeah.
And I forgot who Rob was going to fight.
Me too. Did they say on
Yeah, I think he's Corey Sandhagen, maybe. I don't know. Whoever it was, I'll post it if I was wrong. How's that?
Perfect.
It's been a long day. My brain's in chaos mode. Chaos mode. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Speaking of chaos mode, let's do a little sponsor action.
All right, this episode is sponsored by The Perfect Gene. Father's Day's coming. Do you struggle with gifts for pops? Same. My dad's one of those guys who has everything and never wants anything. If you ask him, he just says, "Huh." This year, I went a different route. No more crappy mug, grill set, or random tool he'll use only once. I recently discovered my new favorite brand for basics, The Perfect Gene. After falling in love with the brand, I knew my dad would too. Their clothes are super soft, and the old man deserves comfort. Plus, they stretch to accommodate, saggy stuff and expanding bellies. I gave him a shot because I was tired of jeans that felt like cardboard, stiff and unforgiving, like they'd rip when I bent over or expose that dreaded
Whoa.
plumber's crack that no one needs to see.
I've seen it before. Not yours, but I had a plumber. He had the crack. It was
I was gonna
awkward.
say, wait, what do you know that I don't know? And why does my Never mind. The perfect jean has solved all that. They're so comfortable. I feel like I'm wearing joggers. So stretchy. I can squat and bend and jiggle and shimmy with zero risk of indecent exposure. And they carry waist sizes from 26 all the way up to 50, lengths from 26 to 38.
Holy shit.
Yeah, kind of 50, 38 is a giant person.
Fitty.
So they have perfect for anyone fits. No tailor required. With my dad getting older, he needs pants that move and groove with him. Not ones that limit his mobility. Wearing super stylish jeans that actually fit his body, which is changing a bit, will definitely help him feel 10 years younger and maybe 20 years less grumpy too. Fingers crossed. And for a limited time, our listeners and viewers get 15% off their first order plus free shipping. Just head to theperfectjean.nyc or Google The Perfect Jean and use code MMA15 for 15% off the checkout.
That's right. I don't know how many pairs I have now. I think I have six pairs of the jean. And like you're saying, super stretchy, super comfortable, my favorite jeans. And I'll fight to the death to defend them. And I'm looking at the wall. I see Chuck Norris action jeans. I feel like I could probably pull off a roundhouse kick like that. So it's finally time to stop crushing your balls in uncomfortable jeans by going to the perfectjean.nyc. And our fans can get 15% off their first order, plus free shipping, free returns, free exchanges. We use the code MMA15 at checkout. That's 15% off for new customers at theperfectjean.nyc with promo code MMA15. And after you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Fuck your khakis and get the perfect jean.
Whoa, that was aggressive.
Wasn't it?
Brought to you by Mudwater. Matt, I
Oh,
gotta
yeah.
tell you, this Mudwater stuff, it's pretty
Yes.
amazing. I don't know if you've ever had the need for coffee in the afternoon.
I have the need for speed.
You have the need for speed. But I tried some Mudwater in the afternoon instead of a cup of coffee, which I drink at times. And I gotta tell
Yes.
you, smooth energy, their OG blend, mix of cacao,
Cow.
chai, turmeric, and adaptogenic mushrooms to help you feel focused without the crash. And the best part, it's amazing over ice. Seriously, you can mix it with cold water or milk. I did the milk. It was delicious. Shake it up, pour it over ice, and boom, you got yourself a refreshing feel-good boost that actually helps you stay balanced. Every single ingredient in Mudwater's products are 100% USDA certified organic, non-GMO, gluten-free, vegan, and kosher. There's also zero sugar and no sweeteners added. Best part about Mudwater is it provides sustained energy without the spikes and crash from traditional coffee. There's also a caffeine-free blend available.
Nice. You ready to make the switch to cleaner energy at mudwater.com and grab your starter kit today? Right now, our fans get an exclusive deal up to 43% off your entire order,
That's
plus free
crazy.
shipping, and I don't know how they say it is, and a free rechargeable frother when you use code MMA. That's right, up to 43% off with code MMA at MUDWTR.com. And after you purchase, they'll ask how you found them. Please show your support and let them know we sent you. Keep your energy natural and refreshing all year long with Mudwater, because life's too short for anything less than clean, delicious energy. That's what it's all about. I like my energy clean and delicious. Just like that. Back to the show. What else do we have? Co-main event.
Juliana Pena, Kayla Harrison, man.
I'm gonna say Kayla looked like death warmed over at the weigh-ins. So I'm gonna pull up her picture and Juliana, so you can kind of take a comparison look. I don't know why they made this woman cut to 135. Like, there's Juliana, and then Kayla looks so happy. Hey, she kind of looks like my neighbor across the street, by the way. That face looks a little long. Why is
Didn't look
Google?
like that on Fight Night. Looked like a world beater.
Oh, she looks massive. I don't know
Massive.
what she's weighing in at, but it ain't 135 come fight night.
It's one like 70 probably.
160. I was gonna say 165 probably,
Jesus.
But that's a hell of a weight cut. So hopefully, maybe they'll bring back 145 and let her fight there. Because in reality, does it fucking matter for the women? Like, let's just have fun fights. Does it matter if it's at 35, 45? This fucking championship belt is a farce. Doesn't matter. Just make belts and make people fight. Who gives a fuck? But anyway, back to the fight. So, domination.
Total domination. Actually, stats eerily similar as the O'Malley-Dashvili fight in that case. Julia Pena only had 15 strikes total in the fight. So, yeah. I mean, Kayla Harrison seems like she can just do whatever she wants, basically. It just...
So she's like woman handling her.
Yes. Woman handling. Man handling the women by woman handling.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's something like that. Man handle your woman handle. Yeah. Or woman handle your man handle.
Finkel is Einhorn and Einhorn is Finkel.
That's right. Everyone starts throwing up.
This is how we date ourselves. Half the people.
I know. They're like, what the fuck are they talking about
right now?
I don't know.
Go watch Ace Ventura, okay? You'll know.
Yeah. That's right. So. Didn't Pena? Oh yeah, she got a point taken away for like a couple up kicks. And here's another thing: why the fuck are up kicks illegal? I don't get this. I feel like those should be legal strikes because they are super effective.
Yes,
you can hit them right in the chin and fucking stun them. So,
well, I get that. If there should be like a penalty for taking down, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you're gonna take someone down and then get up, you should be allowed to do it. But if you got taken down, then no up strikes. Penalty for you.
I don't know what you're saying, but I'll agree with it. Okay, then. Whatever he said, but more.
I'm lost.
So, yeah. So, I don't know. Kayla dominated. But, I mean, again, this went as we predicted. We didn't think it was going to be close, and it wasn't. So, now Amanda Nunes gets in the octagon and they have a little fucking face off. So apparently Amanda's gonna come back and that will be the next fight, and hopefully they're gonna do it at 145.
That'll be good.
I think they're gonna. And then Nunes said, you know, I'm not coming back for just a one-off, I'm coming back to come back. So now the next question is she like, I don't remember how long she's been out, like a couple of years.
Yeah,
is she gonna be able to just jump right back in and be fucking dominant?
We'll see. John Jones seems to be able to do it. So,
well, John did it. GSP did it. But he moved up a weight class and fought Michael Bisping, right?
True. Yes.
But he fucked him up. So, but again, you're talking like GSP is elite of elite. I don't think Amanda is elite of elite. I think she's elite. But there's so many different levels to the game that I could... That's a tough fight. I can see that one going both ways because a dominant striker could fucking keep Kayla off and could KO her.
We need a Chuck Liddell type vibes. Good takedown defense, good striking.
Yeah. So I, you know, it just depends. Like, how much did that time off hurt her? And was she even training? Like, if she kept kind of training a little bit, I think I'd favor her, but it's hard to say. Because she does have wins over fucking everybody else that was dominant, like Ronda Rousey, Chris Cyborg, unfortunately.
Yeah, that was a shock.
Say that it was. I thought Chris would kill her in that fight. But anyway, so we'll see what happens with that. There were some other fights on there. Pfeiffer won a boring win over Gastelum. Patchy Mix, who came in from Bellator as predicted, lost.
Shocking.
Yeah, right. And then there's this incredible KO that happened that I'm going to show. I'm going to have to black out, but I'm going to show you because it's reminiscent of Conor McGregor versus Jose Aldo.
Ooh,
like this KO.
That's exciting.
It's really nice, but nobody's going to get to see this except for you. So this is Yosag Yo as KO.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I want to play the volume because it's fucking, it's nice. That's such a nice KO. And I don't know if they do a slow-mo replay here. He's just running around. So he just shuts him off. coming in with a left hook.
He does. That had some speed behind it too.
Yeah. But I could show the aftermath to everyone else of here was the finish. Face down, ass up. That's the way we like to fuck. What? Can't say that shit. Who was that? Two Live Crew? Yeah, that you talk about dating yourself? Two Live Crew, Ingo. Where are they at now? Are they still around?
Retired.
Yeah, I hope so.
They didn't
it's probably
age
a, yeah, I was gonna say it's probably a band that needs to be retired.
That's all I got for UFC.
Yeah, okay. How about UFC this upcoming weekend? Here we go. This is the blast from the past. Can't even believe this. Oh, I gotta close. I got a fucking DraftKings ad. Holy shit. I'm worried about this fight, Ingo.
You are?
Usman coming back versus how do you gonna say that? Buckley.
Buckley, yeah.
I do not like Usman's chances. He is so injured, and he's had another guy. He's got to be 2 years out. Like, when was his last fight? I can see it sometime this year. Yeah, October 2023. So he's about 2 years out coming back. This shit ain't gonna work out well for him.
Yikes.
But then you have Rose Namajunas versus Miranda Maverick.
Miranda Maverick in that picture looks like she might be 4'9".
Seriously. And Rose still has that like pouty puss on her. Like, what's going on here? Shabazz and Cody Garbrandt fighting. Let's scroll through. Paul Craig. I like him.
Huh.
He's like a Viking. Michael Chiesa versus Court McGee. This is that
That's
one
an
I believe
old school
got
battle. Yeah.
Rescheduled, right? It was supposed to happen a little bit ago. Something happened.
That could be an interesting fight.
Yep. Ricky Simon. And some ladies. So it's okay. But I bet the farm on Buckley. I'm trying to see. I don't know anybody else to bet on. I just see. I like when I say this because usually when I say this, it doesn't happen. But the farm on Buckley. I'm trying to help Usman out here. Because Usman's got no fucking knees. I don't know how he can train. So fucking leg kick the shit out of him.
He can do the hand rower, like old people rower.
Yeah.
That.
I tried that. It's hard to get your heartbeat up because I'm having like a hip issue. So I got the fucking burn machine in the fucking sauna. And I'm trying to fucking burn machine. Couldn't get the heart rate high enough.
Huh.
It's very hard to get the heart rate up if you can't use your legs. So good luck. Unless he's swimming, you could swim and get the cardio in. Well, we'll see. Let's do a little more sponsor action.
We going Lucifer?
Lucy, yep.
This episode is sponsored by Lucy, 100% pure nicotine, always tobacco free. Lucy isn't like every other nicotine pouch company that's owned by Big Tobacco.
Nope.
One pop shop of pouches. Pouches come in a variety of strengths from 4 all the way up to 12 milligram. Variety of flavors including apple ice, mint green, mango, and espresso. If you're not a pouch guy or gal, Lucy gum is available in 2, 4, or 6 milligram. Set yourself
what do
up.
We appreciate?
Yeah. Lucy, obviously. Set yourself up
That's
with a
right.
subscription and have Lucy delivered straight to your door. Save 20% off with code FIT20. No commitment. You can cancel anytime.
That's right. Let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. Go to lucy.co/fit20 and use promo code FIT20 to get 20% off your first order. Lucy has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. That's lucy.co. Use code FIT20 to get 20% off. And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every order is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
This episode is sponsored by Drift Air Freshener. Drift exists to give everyone a sense of place through the transportive magic of scent. They are on a journey to rethink car fresheners, free from questionable ingredients, and to enhance your world one scent at a time. They only use the good stuff, natural, essential, and fragrance oils, and more sustainable materials to bring you the best-looking, best-smelling air freshener yet. Looks good, smells good, all good.
Right. This came out with the new scent, Forest Walk. What's it like? I think lush greenery, soft moss, and cool bergamot. I don't know what that is. It smells delicious. It's the scent of the hike you actually want to take. We have a special deal for our listeners, fans, everybody. You can save 20% off with code 20MMA at drift.co/20MMA. It's 20% off with code 20MMA at drift.co/20MMA. And back to the show. What else is happening?
Paige VanZant drops out of upcoming Power.
Boo.
She says her neck is messed up.
I thought you were going to say her pussy is wrecked.
She said if it wasn't a big deal, she would still compete. And spontaneous spinal epidural hematoma is what she has.
Oh, yeah. Like, I know what that is.
It's a one in a million freak crazy injury.
Like, I was walking back. I was in the shower. I fell. And it's fucking... shampoo bottle went straight up my ass. One in a million shot. You got a hematoma. The size of Empire State Building. What
Jesus.
Are you talking about?
Okay.
A little page. That's unfortunate because I believe she was fighting for a power slap championship title belt. She was very disappointed. Guess she'll just have to stick to OnlyFans. Too bad, so sad. She's probably making bank. I don't know. I'm going to have to remember this for next show and try to see, like, if they rank all the women fighters that have OnlyFans, like, based on the amount of revenue they've made or generated for themselves. Like, is there a ranking system on OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Like, this chick is number two out of 8 quadrillion people that are on there. It's super profitable. I thought they were trying to sell it. And I thought Conor McGregor was trying to buy OnlyFans. I could be mistaken, but that sounds par for the course, right?
That's crazy. It's a lot of people buying subscriptions.
I don't know anything about this. I only do research. I don't buy subscriptions.
Oh, okay. Maybe like, right. It's educational.
It is educational. You have to
license.
See. Because you have to see what the fighters are doing on there. Because Chris Cyborg, she just posts, like, look at me fishing. Look at me doing kung fu in my garage. Like, okay, cool. Let's see. What else has happened? So Francis Ngannou said he's open to coming back to the UFC.
Oh.
What do you think the odds are on that happening?
I think if he's willing to take a haircut on his pay, I'll take him back.
Yeah, but I feel like he left on bad terms though, right?
He did. I feel like they give him like a 200-200 contract. Like, it's enough money, but it's kind of a slap in the face for how.
Yeah, I just don't know if he'll come back. And then I heard rumors about John Jones that the UFC agreed to his financial terms to fight Tom Aspinall. But he just doesn't want to fight him. And he's talking about, like, if Francis comes over, hey, I'll fight him. But if he doesn't come, I'm retired.
So he's afraid of Tom Aspinall.
Yeah. He is 100%. I get it. I originally, when I think about this fight, I don't know what it is, but it feels like John will lose to him. And in reality, he shouldn't, but I feel like there's a speed advantage for him. But... fuck, John's fight IQ is so high. He should beat everybody. He should. And then John was also talking about, now I'm just spitfiring because I'm just remembering shit I've read this week. He was talking about his hardest fight. Who do you think his hardest fight was against?
Gustafsson.
You're right. Exactly right. 100% right. He said Gustafsson brought out something in him that he didn't realize he had. Because he had to dig down deep. Because he was getting fucking whooped. And he got taken down. He's like, I've never been taken down. He was the first guy to fucking take me down.
Yep.
So, there's that.
Yeah, I think he... Gustafsson thought he was going to win that thing. I thought he was going to win that thing.
Yeah. I think John got a lot of... at least 3 favorable decisions. It was that one, Anthony Smith, and Dominic Reyes.
Oh, I forgot about Dominic. All
Like
right.
the those
Okay.
were three fights. I'm like, I feel like John didn't win two of those three.
Yeah.
So, what else is going on?
Well, speaking of heavyweights, Greg
Yes.
Hardy arrested.
Shocker.
Yeah, I guess he got into an altercation with his girlfriend, and there was looks like
Oh, that's not what you want to hear.
found some stuff on the phone. God knows what it is. Led to some arguing and some pushing and shoving or something. I don't know.
Found some gay stuff,
Alleged
probably.
pushing and shoving.
Allegedly, it's all legend.
So I don't know. There's another guy who's struggling just like BJ Penn is, it seems.
Yeah, well, he was a former football player, so I feel there's all this CTE going on, and it's like, what do we do in this world with all these people that have been in these high impact things of football and fighting, and their brains are damaged, but they're in society, and we don't have a way to fucking cure them,
Yeah.
unfortunately. So it's like, how do we employ them? You keep letting them fight? Like,
If
I
they
don't
can
have an
fight,
answer.
I don't know. I'd prefer not, but if they could fight, you know.
I don't know. Maybe just be a sanitation expert. I don't know.
There
Fucking garbage truck man.
you go.
That sounds fun. My garbage truck man fucking gives me a Christmas card every year.
He does.
Yeah.
That's nice.
It is. I think he wants to get paid, but he's sending a Christmas card to everyone. That's cool. Thank you, man. Sometimes he even takes my garbage and I don't even have a fucking proper sticker on it. Like, that's when you know you got a good guy. Or because he doesn't rip, like, we have extra garbage, you got to put a sticker on it.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't rip the sticker off sometimes. So you can reuse that like 10 times.
Oh.
That's neither here nor there.
He doesn't care. He's a cool dude.
He's a cool dude.
10 times. That's funny. He just decides when today's the day.
Yeah, today's the day, motherfucker.
Too many.
Well, it's not like those stickers are G. I don't know what those run, a couple bucks, but hey, you save
Yeah.
$20 here and there. That's what it's about. There's this Nick Diaz rumor. I don't know if you heard this. So
Uh-oh. I have
he
not.
allegedly, this is all alleged because there's differing opinions and sources on this. So this is from allegedly Nick Diaz's girlfriend. She's saying Nick is being held against his will at Baja Rehab in Mexico, where he's being drugged and is essentially allowed no communication with the outside world. And she's also claiming the UFC and Nate Diaz are allegedly paying for Nick's rehab. Nick's cousin is in charge of everything related to his rehab. Nick escaped from rehab and was brought back on more than one occasion. He's not allowed to leave the facility to train martial arts as he was promised, and he has been estranged from his family for the majority of their relationship. So there was that report, and then Caesar Gracie came out and said Nick doesn't fucking have a girlfriend, and that's all bullshit. But he's in the market for a girlfriend.
Is that
So, yes. So there's that out there. So there's probably a little truth to this story, but who the fuck knows? He definitely was on something, because wasn't he lighting
he
blades of grass
was
on fire with his
acting
shirt
real crazy
off?
and smoke doing yeah there was multiple t occasions
Yeah,
so
and
it's
I
looking a
don't know.
little like what happened at your neighborhood.
Seriously, I kind of
The
was a
early
fucking crack or
stages. Yeah.
meth. Meth out. Yeah, maybe my neighbor's all CTE'd out over there. Fuck. What else is going on?
Let me see. What else do I have? So, Ben Askren has some health issues, was
Yeah.
hospitalized for some sort of infection, and he wasn't unresponsive, apparently, because he had pneumonia. So
Yeah.
I have not seen any update since this was posted like a day or two ago, but man, that's scary shit right there.
Yeah, I mean that it seemed like it came out of nowhere, and I think his wife posted that somewhere, and Chael Sonnen confirmed it. So prayers out to him. You don't want to see any former fighters, regardless if I hate their fucking guts, you don't wish bad on them. You just
No.
hope they get better. So Because he did get epically knocked out by Jorge Masvidal.
I
That
mean, he
was
did.
fucking pretty
That
sweet.
was,
It
that was,
was
yeah.
super necessary. So without him, that KO doesn't exist. So I guess, I don't know if this is legit, but I'm going to go with it. So I don't know if Darren Till has a summer job, but apparently it looks like he works in a bank. And I'll just share this little experience.
This is weekend. Out. Leave them alone. Come on. Out. Out. Leave them alone. Right. Out. Come on. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. No. Right. Get out. Get out. Get out.
I'll get through him for a loss. I think he's dead. He's not breathing.
Is this real?
Probably snoring.
I don't know how he'd go, but I'm going to go with this.
If that's real, that guy was fucked up.
He got launched. He got fucking launched.
Like, how drunk do you have to be in that condition? Oh, my God.
Seriously.
You get tossed out of some, what is it, jewelry store or something? Or
it just looks like a bank.
Oh, okay.
Because I see like three ATMs. I don't know.
That's bananas.
Yeah, all right. Well, anyway.
Two training methods I want to share.
Sure, let's go.
I want to get your take on both of them. Share some, because here's a training method number one.
Oh, I have no sound, but it's okay.
It's no sound. No sound. So that's number one.
Okay.
Which is more effective? Here's number two.
So I'm taking a big-ass tire to the face multiple times, okay, while I'm laying on my back.
Training method number two, holding the tire and taking punches to the face.
I like number two because I feel this fighter is not going full power. He's probably going 30%.
30%?
Yeah.
Maybe a three also. No, that's just two. So you like number two?
Yeah, I like number two.
Versus a tire to the face?
Yeah. I'm a fan of number two.
Okay.
In life and just in general, you know.
Yeah, makes sense.
I've got three tweet of the week. So let me dial all these up. I'm not quite sure. Hopefully they go in ascending order. Yes. Oh, so we'll start with this one. So remember that KO I showed earlier? The guy going face down, ass up.
Yep.
Early stoppage. I haven't said that in a while. I'm like, yeah, we used to say that all the time. It was my favorite. And then, did you know Peter DeBoer, he's seen here in the lower right corner, was fired today by the Dallas Stars.
Oh.
That happens a lot at these hockey games, apparently.
Apparently.
And then there's a family name. I don't know if it's true, but I'm going with it. Gay McNutt. I'm sorry. Gay McNutt.
What kind of freaking...
Is that a legitimate name?
That's
can
crazy.
You name someone that?
I think you can. I think they did.
Is that legal? Is that happened. Street legal?
It literally happened.
Fuck. All right, cool. And I just have KOs and knowledge left.
Same.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead. Do some KO action.
I have two. I have this one.
Oof. Oof. Oof.
Taekwondo action or karate action?
Oh, I don't know if you should move him like that. Sure, he's been wrecked. Maybe let's let him rest. That was remind me of UFC 3 when the mouthpiece used to go flying.
Yeah, I don't know why they turn him on there. He's like turning him on his side. He's like, "Are you okay, man?"
Yeah, I'm totally fine. If I got fucking my mouthpiece is in row 35, I'm totally fine. All right, let's see what I got here. I got a couple. Let me load these fuckers. Let's see if I can do any sound. Maybe. I don't know. I'll figure out if I need to edit this out. It's always debatable.
Oh, damn.
Ha-cha! And then
oh
hey, we'll go back. man.
That was nasty.
Oh, he's giving him the five sign. How many fingers am I holding up? Five. What do the five fingers say to the face? Slap! It's an old Dave Chappelle show. Knowledge, what do you got?
I got a new sport. I want to see what your thoughts are on this one.
I like sports.
It's pretty cool, I think. The one wheel dirt race.
Holy fuck, what is this action? I've seen these on the street.
Yeah, they're racing them on dirt.
Where the fuck? I just saw someone on one of these. Oh, yeah, we were shopping and a motherfucker was, we were in like a small town neighborhood shopping and motherfucker was on one of these looking in the stores. I'm like, what the fuck is this guy doing? He's making me uncomfortable.
I
but
mean,
these are all jacked up. He's got like dirt wheels on like a motorbike.
It almost doesn't even look real how good they're riding these to me.
Yeah, it's like you're doing a unicycle because there's no seat. So you're fucking standing.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That
I like
crazy.
It.
I always wanted to try one of those, and I'm terrified about what happens when you fall.
No, exactly. Don't do it. like that broken hip in your future if you get on that fucking shit. Let's see. I believe I have three things.
Okay, hit me.
Yeah, I'm trying to load them up. Oh, come on. What's going on here? All right. One, two. Because I'm out there cleanse the palate. This is the first one's dirty. All right. So this is a boxing match of sorts from people that are of short stature. And I don't know why they make this matchup.
Oh, damn.
Like, I feel like this guy's got a 3 foot reach advantage, right?
What do you mean? What? We started, you build the ring.
I feel like this is not a fair fight.
No. One guy looks way bigger than the other guy.
Yeah, he's like 3 feet taller. That little guy can't get off, man.
Man.
This guy's got twice the reach on him.
The little guy's
no, that little guy's tough as fuck, though. He just keeps coming.
I mean, how, you can you really knock these people out with no? They have no neck.
I don't know. That guy definitely doesn't. Oh, nice slip, nice. Look at him come back here. He's got to let that big guy gas himself out. He's got a Homer Simpson in here.
I think he's trying.
Oh, shit. That weak ass put you down.
You can't reach him. That jab is too long.
Yeah, it's a problem. He's got to get in. He's got to choose better angles here. Apparently, there's no three knockdown rule in this fight. What the fuck is that? That's fixed as
every
fuck.
Time. And he still and he won. He took a
fair enough
time.
And then I gotta cleanse the palate. We do okay, that kind of bullshit. So here's Joanna and Jacek.
Oh.
She has looked so healthy since she's graduated from the UFC. I don't know, you know, a couple 10, 20 extra pounds on her looks fucking phenomenal.
She does.
And then I don't know when this happened, but apparently Mackenzie Dern had a photo shoot.
Whoa.
She's doing a shoot. So
that's crazy.
Good on her. I don't know. Photo shoots are cool. I'm just
saying. Impressive. I like that. Very nice.
It's a good way to cleanse the palate. That note, shut down.
That has been this week's edition of I May Nuts. My name is Engel Weigel.
Matt Groth. Thanks for playing.